G20, they do, we many. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong, let's crash the meeting. Every single one of us has a reason. Together we're strong.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday, back here on the show today. You just heard some of that track there, the legendary G20 Toronto track, an anthem, I guess, of the G20 Toronto by Test Their Logic, which is the rap group featuring Testament and Ill Logic. And we've got one of the MCs on that track in the studio today, Ill Logic. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, word to Ill Logic. Last time you were here was actually our Earth-Shaking Special. It was June the 23rd, 2010. It was the week of the G20 protests.
Seems so long ago now, huh?
Exactly. And you were with Testament last time you were here.
Yes.
What's the situation? Why are you here alone this time?
Well, me and Testament are co-accused. We have charges pending right now, and part of our bail arrangement is non-association. So we can't even speak to each other, let alone do music together, make songs together, or even talk. So that's why I'm here by myself right now.
Now, do these charges have any relation to this G20 meeting that took place in Toronto? What are the charges?
We were arrested on the Sunday. Actually, the last time we did a performance was on the air here in this studio during the Saturday Night Fever, which got broadcast out to the world from here.
Nice.
And we were just, you know, on the Sunday morning, we both got arrested at different parts of the city and put into the detention center. And we're still dealing with all that madness right now.
Now, do you believe that you were arrested or targeted for arrest during the G20 because of this track, because of the controversial track, and because of the interviews that you had made in the media? Or?
Yeah, I definitely think that's a large part. It's really interesting. After I got released on the Tuesday, after everything went down, I got my stuff back, my backpack and all my possessions, and they had the warrant sheet that had my picture and had the charges I was facing that they used to arrest me and pick me out of a crowd, and didn't have my real name. It had my MC name, Illogic. So they didn't even know who I was. They just knew me as Illogic. So definitely that was what a big part of why we were arrested, was because of the music, and that's why they were targeting us.
Mm-hmm. I think I heard your real name, Chris, I think, on CBC when
That's
you were
right.
interviewed on by the CBC on the TV show. And then I also saw you're on Russia Today. You're on CKLN. What did you think about the media portrayals during the whole G20?
There was some positive stuff. I thought the CBC was pretty good. I really appreciate the support y'all gave us over here. Russia Today was doing amazing work. The mainstream, you know, it's tough because I know there's some reporters in the mainstream who try and like rep it for real, but they got editors who then chop up their work and then put it out to the masses how they want it spun. So we know how that, you know, the few who control the media are the ones who get to shape the message, and they make sure that the same one gets played all the time. And the one that we were seeing, I for Sunday until Tuesday, I didn't even know what was going on in the media because I was in the detention center and at the courthouse as well. So I was just guessing what was going on. And late, when I got out later, people told me I was all over the TV. They saw me getting arrested live on the air. So it was just kind of madness. I didn't have any idea until I got out how big it was. I was in the Globe and Mail and stuff like that. So and some of the stuff was very slanderous as well. They were definitely trying to paint me in particular in some cases in a very negative light. They were using the Globe and Mail in particular, they were using quotes that they did in an interview for me from the week before and then juxtaposing it with what happened on Saturday to try and paint it like I was the one who was like responsible for the entire thing. And it's like, yo, that's completely unfounded and very unfair.
Right, and yeah, that's the interesting part when in that CBC CBC piece, because it gets into your that you're a peaceful yoga instructor, and then it was a report on like who are the anarchists, I remember it was called.
Yeah,
I think
that's right.
And you know, that's not a label that I'd use about or to describe myself as. Would you use that label to describe yourself? Would you say that you're an anarchist?
I'd say I'm a human being that has certain beliefs, and I think putting yourself in any ideological box is very restrictive. So for myself, I'd rather tell people what I believe in than just saying like I'm an anarchist and put all the baggage that goes with that. I do believe in many tenets of anarchist thought. I think I believe that hierarchy leads to abuse of power and corruption. I think it's in all different relationships in the world this is happening. Like there's like so, you know, some ideologies like communism deal with like rich and poor, others deal with like specific things, but there's all these different hierarchies between like men and women, between different races, between rich and poor, between humans and animals, between humans and the planet. And I really think for true liberation on this planet, we need to address all that unbalanced power being put in few people's hands. And I want to see that in all our relationships, not just in a few, because then when those relationships start playing out again, then you have people with power again and people without power. And that's not what I want to see. I want to see a world with freedom, liberation.
For real, for real. And when we had you on the last time, or the first time on Word of Mouth Wednesday, right before this G20, during the week of protests, it had just been the day that there had been an earthquake in Toronto, and there had been a environmental like toxic tour, I think, that on that day. And then I found out later on that there had been, that there was an arrest on that Wednesday night of an environmental activist, one of the only people ever arrested under this Ontario Public Works Act. Yep. I think it was Dave Vassy, arrested near the fences. And he was in the media, he was noted as an environmental activist. Do you believe that like environmental activism was targeted during the G20? How controversial, I guess, is it to be an environmental activist these days?
I think being an activist of any stripe will get you on their radar. And after the G20, very much so, they're basically trying to go after anybody who's speaking out against the status quo. And, you know, right now, environmental activism is having, you know, a big impact. Like, look at the Alberta tar sands. That's one of the things that, you know, activists have been working on for many years now. And it's actually starting to make light in the mainstream how destructive this this industry is, and how an absolute disgusting destruction of our planet is taking place just to, you know, fulfill the needs of fossil fuels for our, you know, our culture of capitalism that just needs that. It's the blood in the veins of the industrial machine, and it's running out, so they're going to all corners of the world to do it, and they don't care who gets hurt by it, how many rivers get polluted. And so, you know, It's hitting people in people's pockets in this country, and they're worried about that kind of activism for sure. So that gets on the radar, definitely.
Right, right. And so when this big protest happened, one of the biggest protests ever in Toronto was the G20 protest. You mentioned that you guys had been at CKLN performing on it, but like what's your review, I guess, of the whole week of the protests? Do you think that the message got across?
I think there was like pros and cons for sure. I think in retrospect, a lot of it was set up to try and flush out activists and try and get people locked in the system, which I currently am in now. So, you know, hindsight is 2020 for real, so it's easy to look back and see mistakes, but it's important to learn from that as well, and learn that, you know, the people in power are not playing around. They're serious about keeping their power, and you know, I think it was kind of like a test to see how much people would take, see how many liberties could be taken away and how much the mainstream public would go along with that. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people think what happened is justified to people because of things that happened on Saturday, windows getting smashed and stuff like that. They say, oh yeah, all the protesters deserve what they got. And it's like, I don't know how you can equate the two things. Like, windows are inanimate objects that can get replaced. When you hurt a person, that's has effects that are long-lasting, psychologically, emotionally damaging, you know? So it's hard for me to even like try and equate the two things. And I know lots of people do and use that to justify it. So that's worrisome to me, but I think lots of people were radicalized by the experience. Anybody who went through that detention center can see how quickly your rights get stripped away when the powers that be decide that that's expedient to do so. And all those people have family and friends who are then informed of it. So I'm hoping that the positives outweigh the negatives, because there's a lot of people going through some serious ish right now because of it, myself included. And we're hoping that in the long run, it's all for a reason.
Exactly. Because I saw on that Saturday, I saw I didn't see any of, like, for instance, Young Street being smashed up or anything. But I did see walking up Young Street within a few hours of when that happened, there was like already multiple window repair crews out. So that was being taken care of while there's, you know, 1,000 people in jail, or, you know, throughout the whole weekend, 1,000 people in jail. And some of the scariest stories I've ever heard, and we've had some of them on this Word of Mouth Wednesday. And one of them, actually, because I'm about to ask you about what you thought about this Eastern Avenue Detention Center, and I want to ask you about one of these legendary stories that we actually heard about, a few people told us about, was that there, within this film studio that had been converted to an Eastern Detention Center, that there had been separate, that everyone's in, like, separate cages throughout the whole, like, floor. There's cages everywhere, and that there had been a... test their logic performance. Did this ever happen? Can you confirm this, or is this a legend? Or
this is true. This is our last performance together, actually.
That's our point. And it was in separate cages.
No, we were in the same cage together. It was crazy. Like, I was down on the there was a solidarity protest outside of the Eastern Detention Center, which I was at, where I was arrested. And right before I was arrested, I saw a testament being driven in the back of a cruiser, and I was like, damn, like, that's, well, oh, things about to go down. And just as I was getting up, moving around, I was swarmed by police and taken in. And I got processed, and I got put in a cage, one of the first cages as you went in. And, like, about maybe 15, 20 minutes later, testament came in and was put in the same cage as me. And I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy. Right. And then very soon after that, the entire cage was filled with mostly Quebecois people who were arrested at this gymnasium at U of T in the morning. And so, I mean, it was basically, time was the one thing that we had to kill. We were just stuck there, and we didn't know how long we were going to be stuck there. And it was like a lot of people, you know, going through some pretty heavy emotional stuff. And it was like, part of the reason why we make music is to inspire people. It's a huge reason why we do it. And so I was like, well, you know, we're here right now. Like, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, so, like, why don't we just drop a couple tracks for people? And so we just started laying it down.
For real. And maybe this could be a good time to actually go to an Illogic track here.
A Test Their Logic track. It's actually coming. Okay, going to be featured in a movie coming up real soon. A friend, The Stimulator, is making a movie called End Civ, and it's going to be one of the tracks that's featured in it. So, for real.
Get into it, people. Yeah. Yo, I ain't got any time to waste on this one. I gotta get right on it. Like, yo. When I face the page, I place the rage, place it into stasis. I write it and erase it. That's a basis. Cover all the bases. Watch what you say on the cell. They're gonna trace it. Sack debt, don't expect any aces. Camera eyes, watch you in public places. And I hate this, so I take this mic and I write like these words on my legs. And they walk me through my paces. People chase it, glittery lights. But I've seen the heights. My time is not wasted. I'm tracing the sky. We read smoke that I took me. All the spaces of my mind and time. Look, just face it, this life is mine. That's why I'm not racing the finish line. We're coma time. The moment designed to shine, I won't replace it. So I take my time, grind it up and break it. Roll it up so fine, light it up and blaze it. Smoke and blunt, smoke them up. End times on the grind, train and pull the signs. Take your fist and raise it up to the sky. See the fire in the eye, do or do not do. There is no try, hard to find what's true. That is no lie. If they clip your wings, how you gonna fly? You gonna lie, you gonna die. So until that day, are you gonna try? One by one we multiply. Eyes to the sun, just let it shine out. Now get into it. Now choose your side. We got to do it. The time is right. Now get into it. Now change your life. Only you can do it. The time is right. More pollution and you gon' fry. So get into it, it's do or die. Without action, factions, a crew is divide. But you can't be stupid if you choose to ride. And you can't ride the fence, better choose your side. Keep doing what you're told or do what's right. You're gonna roll over or you gon' fight. No justice, no peace, the war's
tonight. And I'm a poltergeist, you know, a violent spirit. Product of a world with too much violence in it. So many people, trees and animals are dying a minute. Can't ask them to stop, they ain't trying to hear it. Until we get physical, they ain't gonna fear it. To go to war with the machine, start trying to kill it. Until it dies, every day's a violent day. And they expect you to protest and silence and stay. Pacifist and unaffected while we die in decay. We need to rise up, fuck, kneeling to pray. Preachers and teachers lead us astray. Politicians and cops, all they say is obey. Your corporate masters, buy what they got in display. Stop buying the shit, start making them pay. To hell with the games, we ain't gonna play. Let's fight them till they kill us or they take us away. Start throwing Molotovs, stop throwing bouquets. Take it to these bastards like tankers in skate. Monkey wrench machines and write communiques. A wall to spray paint just big circle A's. Now get into it. Now choose your side. We got to do it. The time is right. Now get into it. Now change your life. Only you can do it. The time is right.
Word of Mouth Wednesday back here. It's about 7:20 p.m. We've got Illogic still in the studio. Test Their Logic. Shout out to Test Their Logic. Making a lot of noise during this G20, G8 in Toronto. We've been talking about the detention. We've been talking about what's been going on. But actually, I wanted to ask you about someone who there was just a big protest rally yesterday. It was a demonstration here at Ryerson. For Alex Hundert, a man that they've accused a lot of with this G20 conspiracy here.
The mastermind of mayhem, allegedly.
Right. Well, what are your thoughts on this Alex Hundert situation? What are you thinking about this?
The whole thing is pretty scary, in my opinion. Like he was arrested before anything happened on the Saturday. His house was raided by police in the middle of the night with guns drawn. He was then in jail for over a month, I believe, before he got his bail hearing. And then he got bail with very restrictive conditions. And everybody who was arrested during the G20, part of their bail conditions was to be unable to go to any protests. That was part of the conditions. No participation in protests, no organizing protests. So I haven't been to any of the rallies that have taken place, including the one yesterday, because that's against my bail conditions. If I did that, I'd be breaking them. I could go back to jail. So it's pretty messed up. So anyways, what happened with Alex about almost 3 weeks ago now, 3 weeks Friday, he was speaking on a panel at Ryerson University. It was not a protest, it was not a demonstration of any kind. It was inside. He was invited by Judy Rebick to speak, and he spoke at the panel. And when he returned home, he was greeted by seven police officers and RCMP officers who then brought him back to jail. And they said he breached his bail and that he's now going back. So obviously they had people following him and watching him, and which is, I mean, that alone is kind of scary. But the fact that they're trying to use that as a reason to put him back in jail, saying that, you know, to speak on a university panel is a demonstration. They're just basically, you know, trying to bend the law as much as they can to make his life very hard. So fast forward to this week. He was basically, the Justice of the Peace was saying last week that he had broken his bail conditions and they were now going to review whether his bail should be revoked. So yesterday, they decided that they were going to let him go and not revoke his bail. They were going to continue with his bail on the condition that he then sign off to a whole bunch of new conditions, which includes non-association with no one is illegal and a bunch of people involved with no one is illegal. And the kicker was no expressing of political opinion anywhere.
Oh, no.
So basically saying you cannot express your opinion to the media in any kind of public venue. You cannot say anything. And Alex, being the courageous person that he is, would not sign off on that. So he's in jail right now as we speak because of this.
Well, this is, yeah, it is a crazy story when we're actually thinking about this one guy that they're saying that if there was one person in charge of this whole thing, which I don't quite think, because, you know, protesters have their own minds. They're not all just going to follow one man. And, you know, do you think that they're trying to pin, like, on, like, they're trying to, like, you know, have him the focus of this whole riot, or have him as, like, a, you know, revolutionary leader? Like, what are they trying to...
There's several things going on. They're definitely trying to paint anybody who is part of the organization of the protests, which he was, I believe he had some kind of, you know, organizing capacity. But to say that he was responsible for everything that happened is ridiculous, because I don't think anybody knew each other for the most part. And, like, so much happened on Saturday that was completely beyond the scope of anything that it seemed like anybody had planned for. It was completely spontaneous, and nobody had done any kind of planning to make that happen. So that on the one hand, that's happening, and I think they're just trying to basically put as much as they can on anybody that they can, because they have nothing in terms of trying to get the general populace, who was very much, it seemed, enthusiastic about what happened. Another kind of thing that's happening is a more long scale kind of strategic purpose that they're trying to roll out against activists, which is basically stopping any kind of movement before it starts. So the idea is bazookas for butterflies. So before any kind of revolutionary radical movement can really take off and make a huge foundation, they're going to go after the people who are involved and try and throw as much as they can against them to make sure it never gets to that point. Because, frankly, they are terrified. The people in power, you could see during the G20, I don't need a bunch of cops and fences around me wherever I go. They need to go behind these huge fences with $1 billion worth of security just to talk to each other. They're the ones who are terrified. They know this whole game is slipping out of their fingers, so they're trying to do whatever they can to then put that fear onto us to make us afraid to challenge their power. Because anybody who's paying attention to what's happening in the world can see that the situation is getting worse and worse on a daily basis, and that the people on this planet want change, and real change, not just some kind of cosmetic new politician, new face to be our supposed leader.
For real, for real. And we went through this G8, G20 martial law in Toronto, and we heard basically before the G8, G20, when we heard the G8, G20 crash the meeting rap track, that, you know, you guys definitely, I think you guys had a lot of it, you know, the idea of what would happen in the G8, G20 already in that track. So, like, people, you know, that was the thing. You know, you guys predicted a lot of the things. So what I was wondering about, you know, is this... coming up in November 11th to 12th, we're about 1 month away now from the next G20 in Seoul, South Korea. And I was wondering, yes. Illogic, do you have any predictions for this summit, this upcoming 1 month away?
Well, you know, I think they're very arrogant in what they do. I think the G8, G20 and these summits are meant to militarize different parts of the world, different cities across the world. There's just, like, basically the Toronto Police Department was the one who was first to put out the scare tactics by showing all their arsenal before the actual event. So they came out and showed, oh, we got these new toys, we got these new weapons. Now in Seoul, South Korea, the police are doing the same thing. And I saw some pictures yesterday of police in South Korea demonstrating their hardcore martial arts tactics by breaking concrete slabs with their head, breaking bottles with their hands, just trying to be very intimidating to in general. But, you know, there's a lot of radical movements around the world, and South Korea included. And, you know, I think, you know, what we said in the video too is, like, there's nowhere you can go in the world. You know, everywhere you go, you're going to see opposition to it. And people, you know, when you back people into a corner, eventually they're going to fight back. So eventually they're going to step on and go into a place where they're not welcome. And I think eventually that stuff's going to blow back in their face. It's like, you know, you try and hold the basketball underwater. The harder you try and push it down, the quicker it's just going to bounce back up and hit you in the face. And I think that's the situation we're going to see very soon.
For real, for real. And and we're speaking here with Illogic, and you're talking about your own conditions here, your own charges, I guess. What's your own legal situation here with the G20?
Me and Testament are co-accused. We're basically being charged with conspiracy, counseling others to commit indictable offenses. So they're not even trying to say like we did anything. They're saying like we're conspiring to do things, we're counseling others to do things. It's not actually, we're not actually being charged with doing anything, like saying like we did mischief, we did this, we did that. No, it's like counseling others, conspiracy. So it's very nebulous charges, which is, you know, on one hand, it's, you know, we're not talking to our lawyers. We're not like super afraid of like jail time, although they're now saying the Crown wants to put us in jail. That's part of what they're just coming out with right now. But it's going to be a long process. It might go on for a year or two, and it's going to be a very much an inconvenience in our lives. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are facing worse things, people on house arrest, people facing deportation. So, you know, we're trying to stay strong for everybody else as well, because we're all in it together at this point.
For real, yeah, and thanks a lot, Illogic, for joining us here on the show.
Pleasure.
You got anything else to say before we're gonna throw on another track here?
I just want to say to all the people of the world, you know, keep your head up, keep positive. You know, the days are getting darker, but you know, we're the light. You know, we gotta be the ones who represent that positivity in this world, and we all have the opportunity to change our life, our community, and our planet, and that's our supreme responsibility, our duty, and our honor being here right now at this time, because we're all here for a reason right now, and the planet needs us. So build those links in your community. Stay strong, train yourself, train your mind, your body, and your spirit, and one love, humanity. Namaste.
For real, yeah. And well, let's hear something from the MC, some real hip-hop here from Illogic. Here is MK Ultra.
Brush away, guys.
All right, word up.
What is it that you search for? Oh, dear.
I've been brushing for hours just to make sure it's gone.
I guess we can honestly say that you've lost your mind.
No, I know exactly where it is.
Really?
In his belly, of course.
Sometimes it's like a nightmare. MK Ultra brainwashing your mic, yeah. Cause we're right here, and they're right there. And it's warfare, and it's all fair. And they don't care, and the beast lair. Into the heart of evil we all stare. So I prepare my soul here on all fronts. Attack, tech stack, get back. Media, a weapon. We're all the targets. Zombified nations of the world in the darkness. Even if I'm the only one, regardless, I use the mic in the night as a light spark this. I see far that PR markets, propaganda fame puppets, that's monstrous. Follow this madness, preposterous. I'm on this, I got this, I plot this, the clock is tick tick tocking all through the day into the night. Listen what they say, just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame, keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra. The chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. They already sold ya. MK Ultra. And they got their spokesperson models for all the kids and weak-minded to follow. Leave us all swimming in sorrow. No future in this for anyone, no tomorrow. But now they're on to the next one. Next phase, next craze leaves me perplexed, son. Best believe they're the hex ones. I spit the truth, so believe I feel blessed, son. Yeah, I'm not stupid, I see clearly. Right in front of me, Poison TV, starring Beyonce, Gaga, Jay-Z, Rihanna. The drama, you all are crazy. For a little bit of money, y'all sold your soul. Being under the umbrella will take its toll. You're crazy in love, but under control. This is my role to talk this, the clock is tick tick tocking all through the day into the night. Listen what they say, just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame, keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra. The chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. Stand tall, rep the truth, I'm a soldier. A love for this world got its weight on my shoulder. Like Atlas, forget this, I rap this. Baby, get on their blacklist, fuck it, I don't got any
ass says that's not why I'm rapping. Won't be talking about asses that I'm tapping or any other crap that they're playing. Don't listen to the radio, don't care what they say, and won't be brainwashed by their movies. Fuck Hollywood, CIA propaganda, glorified portray is good. US military war and conquest. Video games teach kids it's fun to bomb them. Back to the Stone Age, engage your rage. Tell you that you're free, but your life is a cage. I write truth to the page, spit truth from the stage. Believe that I'm rocking, cause still the clock is tick, tick, tocking all through the day. Into the night, listen what they say. Just think about yourself trying to get paid, trying to get laid by fortune and fame. Keeping us all afraid with the things that they tell you, the bling that they sell you, but does it compel you? Another victim of MK Ultra, the chains in your brain, see they already sold ya. They already sold ya. MK Ultra.